Rainy and 39 degrees in Rhinelander at 106 with WXPR News. I'm Ben Meyer. Like many healthcare providers nationwide, Aspyrus is suspending many of the non-urgent appointments at its facilities to help keep patients safe during the coronavirus outbreak. Ken Krall has more.
Matt Brewer is Vice President of Operations and Chief Nursing Officer of Aspyrus Medical Group. Brewer says the COVID-19 outbreak is much more of a marathon than a sprint, and he says they're making staffing plans so they have people available as the community needs it. He says social distancing is very important to minimizing disease impacts.
We started to identify some criteria of how we might postpone, not cancel, but postpone a number of visits that we had on the books so that we know people are still safe. We limit the distance in which people are in proximity to each other. And we know that we're still able to care for these people here in the near future.
Brewer says the outbreak is slowly evolving. Initially, screening was focused on people who traveled and those folks nearby. But he says it's now evolving into asking people to watch their symptoms and not seeking care when there's mild symptoms and to stay at home as long as you feel safe to be there.
Most states are in those red category states now of community transmission. So now it really is watching those signs and symptoms. And it's, you know, shortness of breath, cough, that more of that lower respiratory type of illness versus, you know, the head cold type stuff where you don't really have a fever, you just feel kind of crummy.
If you think you've been exposed to COVID-19, Brewer says they have a call center at 1-844-568-0701, open 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. There's also an e-visit option online at myaspyrus.org or aspyrus.org and click the video visits icon. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
Monday's Lakeland School Board meeting illustrated the coronavirus impact. Nearly all board members and the few administration staff were wearing face masks and latex gloves. Even the reporter attending was offered a mask and disinfecting wipes. A few of the nine-member board listened in and voted via telephone. The main topic was ensuring hourly paid employees would also continue to receive paychecks during the state mandatory school shutdown. Administrator Rob Way explained the board's action.
Continue pay for hourly employees through April 15th so we can continue to plan for virtual learning with all of our students in the next couple few weeks and have our hourly employees be part of that plan.
Way said later that the April 15th date gives the board additional reaction time as situations changed. The administrator says the school is opening more virtual learning opportunities for both students and staff.
Currently, we have a skeleton crew to ensure operations are continuing, and we will continue with social distancing and opportunities for our staff that may have challenges in getting internet access to be able to do that, to have access to do their job.
The school is shifting from having resources available for all learners to having virtual instruction. Police arrested a Wausau man they believe pulled off a robbery over the weekend. According to a Facebook post, the Wausau Police Department says 36-year-old Stephen Centro has been taken into custody. The arrest was made yesterday morning at 9:25 a.m. after an officer saw the suspect in his car at a business on the 2300 block of Grand Avenue in Wausau. Early Saturday morning, Wausau police were called to the Quick Trip on Grand Avenue. They were told a man requested a cigar at the checkout, then demanded money. A weapon was not seen, but the man stood with his hand behind his back as if he had a weapon. When the employee told co-workers to call 911, the suspect grabbed the cigar without paying for it and fled the scene before officers arrived. No money was lost during the robbery. Speaking of the police department in Wausau, they've announced that they'll be adjusting their shifts for the time being to keep up services amid the COVID-19 outbreak. Chief Ben Bliven said that involves reassigning some of their officers to increase patrol staff.
We've assigned all of our detective bureau and investigators, except for a couple, to work as patrol officers until further notice. So our investigative bureau will be at a skeleton crew.
He says those extra officers have been divided into groups to work 12-hour shifts 6 days a week, then 18 days off.
During those 18 days off, six of those days they'll be assigned to standby, and they'll be required to be ready to respond at a moment's notice should we need additional staffing.
To make the new staffing procedures work, Bliven says all previously approved vacation time is canceled and no new time off will be approved until the situation has ended. A reminder, WXBR is answering your questions about COVID-19 and how it impacts our area. This evening at 5 p.m. and then tomorrow morning again at 9 a.m., you'll hear a special forum with local health leaders, emergency managers, school leaders, and business representatives. I'll host the panel and we'll discuss what we know about the disease, its symptoms, treatments, and effects COVID-19 is having on how our area operates. Again, the first broadcast of that is at 5 p.m. during All Things Considered here on WXPR. It'll also be available on WXPR.org. In your forecast for this afternoon, chances of showers and rain continue throughout the afternoon, high near 44 degrees. For tonight, rain could mix with snow, low around 26 degrees. For tomorrow, we bump up to 42 degrees before 49 on Friday. This is WXPR News.